Act Chapter 18. After these things, Paul left Athens and came to Corinth. There he found a certain Jew named Aquila, a man of Pontus by race, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had commanded all the Jews to leave Rome. So he came to them. And because he was of the same trade, he stayed with them. So they worked together, for they were both tent makers by trade. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, persuading both Jews and Greeks. But when Silas and Timothy came down from Macedonia, Paul felt an urgency in his spirit to testify to the Jews that Jesus was the Anointed One. But when they resisted the word and spoke slanderously, he shook out his outer garment and said to them, "Your blood is upon your own heads. I am innocent. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." So he left there and went to the house of a certain man named Titus the Just, someone who worshipped God, whose house was right next to the synagogue. And Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed in the Lord with all his household, and many of the Corinthians who heard believed and were baptized. And the Lord said to Paul in the night by a vision, "Don't be afraid, but speak, and don't keep quiet, for I am with you. And no man will attack you to harm you, because many people in this city are mine." And he stayed there 1 year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. But when Gallio became proconsul of Achaia, the Jews rose up together against Paul and brought him before the rostrum, saying, "This man persuades men to worship God contrary to the Jewish law." But when Paul was about to open his mouth, Gallio said to the Jews, "Look, you Jews, if this were really a matter of some offense or of an evil crime, it would make sense to put up with you. But since these are questions about words and names and your own law, take care of it yourselves. I am not inclined to be a judge of these questions." And he drove them from the rostrum. So they all grabbed Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the rostrum. But Gallio didn't pay any attention to these things. So Paul, having stayed there for some time after this, said goodbye to the brethren and sailed across to Syria. And Priscilla and Aquila went with him. He had shaved his head while in Caesarea because he had made a vow following the Jewish tradition. Then when he came to Ephesus, he left them, Priscilla and Aquila, there. But he himself entered into the synagogue and had discussions with the Jews. But when they asked him to stay a longer time, he didn't agree to it. Instead, he said goodbye to them, explaining, "It is very necessary for me to keep the upcoming feast in Jerusalem, but I will come back to you again, if God is willing." So he sailed from Ephesus, and when he had landed at Caesarea, he went up and greeted the gathering of the called out ones, and went on to Antioch. And having spent some time there, he left and went through the regions of Galatia and Phrygia in order, strengthening all the disciples. Now a certain Jew named Apollos came to Ephesus. He was an Alexandrian by nationality and an eloquent man and powerful in the scriptures. This man had been instructed in the way of the Lord. So being fervent in spirit, he spoke and taught accurately the things concerning the Lord, but only knowing about the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. But when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained to him the way of God more accurately. So when he decided to go over to Achaia, the brethren encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to receive him. He, when he had come, was a big help to those who had believed through grace, for he powerfully refuted the Jews in public by demonstrating from the scriptures that Jesus was the Anointed One. This is the end of Act, chapter 18. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne.
O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.